the Russians invaded Afghanistan, you see? And you and me, the United States of America, we funded the resistance for democracy. And when the air was clear, we said, look here, which one of you warlords can afford to build a pipeline through Turkmenistan to the sea? Build a pipeline through Turkestan to the sea. Bring black gold back home to you and me. The Taliban's America's friend. Yeah, the funnel never, ever, ever end. Forget they're a bunch of terrorist men. Pipeline through Turkestan to the sea. Well, the party was progressing a-okay. Until one day, Osama bin Laden bombed the USS Cole and two American embassies. So the Secret Service investigated until W swore in and said, chagrin, don't investigate, negotiate one pipeline for more foreign aid. And the Taliban said, let's have lemonade. But then one day, while eating tater tots, the Taliban had second thoughts. We don't need you or your pipeline. We're doing just fine. And W said, you're no longer a friend of mine. So, when Osama flew two planes into the brains of our big economy, the Taliban said, holy shit, let's negotiate. And W said, too late. We will not negotiate. We will blow you out of the gate. They're just Afghanis, their panties in a wad. Blow them back to the Stone Age, by God. They smell like smoke, they sell a lot of dope. They don't use soap, so blow them off the boat. Afghanis, their panties in a wad. Hot damn, W. The people love ya. You could get away with genocide. How are you gonna spend this political free ride? How about a military snack in sunny Iraq? Now there's an oil Clinton couldn't foil. 10 years of no-fly zone air raids. 10 years of medicinal blockades. And Saddam refused to die. Let's invade! They're just Iraqis, their package in a wad. Blow them back to the Stone Age, by God. Some little boy won't see his mama. That's what he gets for hiding Osama. Iraqis, their package in a wad. Ugh.